Travel Talk is back. Let's continue our journey.
103.8 Bravo Radio, the smoothest sound on radio. Bravo listeners, kembali bersama saya Farah Tubagus dan kita telah sampai di segmen terakhir dari Travel Talk dengan tema Art Traveling. Malam hari ini masih bersama Nurani Soekardi, Art Collector dan Art Advisor. Apa perjalanan yang paling berkesan atau mungkin yang kayak tidak diduga, maybe out of the box when you...
Okay, there's this German artist called Anselm Kiefer who lives in Croissy. It's like a town an hour away from Paris. And he has this very closed studio and used to be a World War II hangar, airplane hangar. And okay. So it's like an ocean. I had no idea that it was going to be that big. And I was supposed to spend 3 nights there. And I remember going there. I had to ride a bike from one end to the other. Otherwise, it would take me half an hour. And, you know, like, usually when you go to an artist studio, you see their... ada satu ruangan yang kayak works in progress, gitu. Terus, and then ada materi-materi and all the things that they're using and then their research materials. And all the stuff that he has kept there are so humongous. Mm. And, you know, suddenly you just feel like you are in this altered reality and you are so small because his works are towering, you know, and his space is gigantic. Mm-hmm. And that was after 3 days there, I left and I still couldn't sleep for a week because visually it was still in my mind and it was so intense visually.
Is this open for public?
Yes, it is. Okay. Yes, it is.
So what kind of art was it? Like,
he is a post-war artist, and his topic is mostly about philosophy, poetry, but a lot to do with Germany and the war. Okay. So it's very bleak. It's very dark.
So was it sculptures and paintings?
Yeah, and sculptures and paintings are, you know, maybe like 10 meters tall, 5 meters wide. Well,
quite big. You need a big space.
He works with, like, I mean, museums usually buy
his work. Not really private collecting.
You can, but people tend to build a space around the artwork for
really artwork. Yeah. All right. Well, Bravo listeners, kalau ada Anda space ya, 5 meter artwork mungkin bisa.
Oh, di Indonesia banyak open space.
Nah, dalam waktu dekat ini, do you have any rencana untuk traveling berikutnya, or traveling specifically?
Yes, in April, Hong Kong, March in Hong Kong, and then April in Japan for Christine Aichu exhibition in Kanazawa Museum, International Museum, and then Shanghai.
Since we're closing down our segment here, so mau tanya. Bisa berikan tips mungkin untuk Bravo listeners yang ingin melakukan art traveling atau mungkin tips di mana yang mereka bisa lihat art yang more out of the box, mungkin yang mereka gak kepikiran untuk ke satu destinasi dan melihat itu.
Okay, I would like to highly recommend if you have the time and to go to Marfa, Texas. It's basically like a mecca also for art. Contemporary art. There's this foundation called Kenati Foundation. It's kenatifoundation.org, and they work together with artists who have died, but they are very well known artists called Donald Judd and Walter De Maria. And there's this field in the sort of desert, and it's called the Lightning Field, where he sort of planted maybe 120 lightning rods.
Wow.
So it's very spectacular visually. Also, Marfa is very exciting, and you know, food is good, and
Texas.
It's something far and different. You know, if you really want something different, that's
so
it.
So Marfa,
Texas. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. A lot of Texas barbecue there.
Yes.
See, now you can make it art and culinary festival. So besides, you go to Texas, and then the friend, when was it on your way to Paris? The one with the hangar?
Oh, that's in Croissy, yes.
Croissy. Okay. Yeah. So there, that's in Paris. So anywhere around Indonesia or
around Indonesia? Well, there has been. I mean, Indonesia, you go to Bandung, I mean, there's so many artists and artist studio, and they're all very talented, and I really love all the Bandung artists. They're very conceptual. They're fun, quirky, and academic as well.
Yeah.
And then you have Jagjakarta, who's very classical, and a lot of really good, well-known artists like Agswage, you know, who reside there and have been associated with the Jogja movement for a long time.
Okay.
And then I think those are the two cities to travel to in Indonesia for when it comes to. And then we, of course, you know, we have the new museum here, Museum Macan.
Yeah, the Macan Museum.
The new contemporary art museum, which, you know,
what do you think about
exciting.
The new museum here in Jakarta?
Yes, Macan Museum is very exciting. It's it's ambitious and it's very exciting and it's definitely contemporary. And they just recently had an exhibition about Indonesian. There's a dialogue between contemporary art at the time and Indonesian artworks at the time.
Okay.
I think it's very exciting for a lot of art enthusiasts, growing art enthusiasts in our country, mm-hmm. who probably have never seen these artworks mm-hmm. in real life. They've only seen it on Instagram, on the internet, and suddenly to see a piece of, you know, Yayoi Kusama right mm-hmm. there, and then you can walk in there and be part of it and take pictures, you know, see yourself in front of it is something profound for our generation mm-hmm. and our culture. So I think it's very exciting to have this new museum and their educational program, and I'm very excited to see what they have in store for their programs.
Okay. Before we close the show, I just want to ask you your three top favorite artists.
It changes by my mood, and I'm a very moody person.
Oh boy.
But of course I love Indonesian Christine Aichu. I love her, I respect her, and I would only work with, you know, artists that I really love and respect mm-hmm. and both personality and obviously the work as well. And then I do like Anselm Kiefer. I like Rudolf Stingel, Louise Bourgeois, Tracy Emin. I really love a lot of women artists, actually.
Okay.
Mostly women, yeah.
Okay. Oke, Bravo listeners, sayang sekali waktu kita sudah habis di malam hari ini. Dan terima kasih sekali untuk Nurani Soekardi kehadirannya di Brava Studio malam hari ini. Terima kasih, Rani.
Terima kasih.
Dan pastinya sukses ke depannya. Dan we will be following you and then looking at your next travel and of course your next upload for your art collection.
On my Instagram.
Oke, Bravo listeners, itulah tadi bincang-bincang saya tentang art traveling dalam Travel Talk bersama Nurani Soekardi, art collector and art advisor. Semoga bisa menginspirasi rencana liburan Anda. Saya Farah Tubagus pamit dari Travel Talk edisi Februari 2018. Sampai jumpa di edisi berikutnya and keep up the good work. Goodbye.
Thank you for joining us on this trip and see you again on the next episode of Travel Talk. This program is presented to you by 103.8 Brava Radio.